Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am super pumped to be here with my special guest, Frank Sagasa. And you know what? This is going to be a memorable episode. I want to welcome everyone who's listening. We are heard in 17 different countries, so welcome if you're listening live. Again, this is a live show, so if you want to call in, ask myself or Frank a question, the call-in number is 657-383-1109. Again, it is 657-383-1109. Call the show, talk to Frank, talk to myself. We're going to rock this thing. And we are heard in 17 countries. I am your host, Sean Douglas, speaker, master resilience trainer, and author. And my guest today is Frank Sagasta. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Sean? Great to be on your show. Definitely honored and privileged, my friend.
Dude, I'm so pumped, man. You came highly recommended, dude. A couple of people highly recommended that I get in touch with you and we get you on the show. And so you definitely got a fan club, man, for sure.
I'm blessed, man. Definitely blessed by the best on that. Definitely.
So Frank is a successful husband. Actually, Coach Frank, let me be Coach Frank, is a successful husband, father, author, inventor, mentor, life and sports coach, and small business owner from Bullhead City, Arizona, but he grew up in Colton, California. His mother was a single parent who suffered from severe physical and mental health conditions and was unable to care for him. Frank was placed into foster care and welfare orphanage from the age of 9 until 18. He graduated from Colton High School in 1998 and moved to Arizona. Frank married his wife, Sarah, in August of 1999, and they've been married for 17 years and have three beautiful kids. In 2010, Frank made the decision to start transforming his life. He felt he was killing himself in his own thoughts for years. He made a decision to no longer live with anger, stress, and depression. Frank found the number one motivational speaker in the world in Dr. Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is very passionate about his purpose in life, and Frank learned how to be a better family man with faith, values, character, leadership, and commitment. Frank found his full potential and his purpose in life. In 2011, he attended the University of Phoenix and majored in psychology. And today, Frank's motive is to help others transform their own lives. One of his favorite quotes is, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" by Martin Luther King. And we have all the Facebook links and blogs and websites for Coach and Beyond and everything that you need to get in touch with Frank. And, dude, as a lover of Eric Thomas, man, dude, you couldn't have picked a better guy to be a to follow, man. Eric Thomas is amazing.
He is, though, man. He is definitely a true blessing to me and my family, and I share that with him from time to time. It's been a definite great honor to be a part of Breathe University, something that he set up, and I've been a student of Dr. Eric Thomas, and you know, I'm absolutely happy that I get the opportunity to grow and, you know, successfully learn from the best, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, Eric Thomas, I whenever I go work out, whatever I'm going to do, like I pop on some Eric Thomas, some YouTube or whatever I'm going to do to work out, man, and I just listen to Eric Thomas and Les Brown. That's my two dudes. So I'll definitely get a chance to.
I love Les, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll definitely at some point get a chance to go see Eric Thomas live, man. Man, that would be so freaking cool. But, yeah, so you ready to get into it, man?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Dude, let's freaking rock this thing. So the first question we always ask on the show, and it's all about our transformation and how we're transforming others and how what we're doing as our purpose in life does just that, helps people transform, as well as we're always transforming, because if we're not, then we're being stagnant and we're dying because we're not growing. So I got to know, what is your why, man? Like, what do you hold close to you as your why. Why did you decide to do what you do right now?
My why is my faith. Like, you know, for a lot of people, you know, my why starts with my faith. After that, it starts with Sarah, Isaac, Andrew, Delina. You know, so that's my starting why I do what I do, why I decided to make the choice and change my life.
Amazing. That's a great why to have, man. That's some great values
Thank you.
So who, tell me about, like, in 2010, who is Frank, man? What's he doing? What's he look like? What's he working on? I mean, what are you doing in 2010, man?
2010, man, I was a soil engineer, man. Just, you know, working behind the construction industry, really hopeless, like aimless. I wasn't looking, you know what I mean? I was like, just, you know, I had spent 30 years, like I said, for 30 something years and going nowhere, like just felt like nobody. And then finally the decision, you know, was made where I had to pick up something else. I had to do something else. I had to give something else more to life. And so a school, local school, took me on as a football coach, which I had already done football, but for the little shorter kids, what I call them peewees and the midgets and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I had done that. And nonetheless, this school took me on and said, hey, you know, you go back to school, we can bring you on staff. And so I did that. I volunteered my first whole year, no pay, all commitment. After that, they put me on full staff, and I took flight, man. I took flight, and, you know, I started coaching all their sports, you know, from varsity football to the junior high program to JV basketball to the junior high basketball girls team. I was just floating, man, and that's where I started seeing where my purpose. I started seeing the purpose for who Coach Sagasta needed to be and why I was put on this earth, as to be the number one coach in the world, the number one mentor in the world, you know. And so that's my drive.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. It's crazy how our purpose gets revealed, right? I mean, amazing. So looking back, can you pinpoint exactly when your transformation happened? Or what exactly was that mindset shift that transformed everything you do?
Yeah, it was about 2011 after I found, well, it was 2010 that I found my potential purpose, you know, and then like 2011, you know, I distinctively remember sitting back in my office as the new defensive coordinator at a young age. It was my first job. And I remember sitting back in my office and I was like, just feeling like still that a disgusted moment, you know, not being the best coach, in the game, knew the fundamentals, but just wanted more. And so I sought out and started looking on the internet, and I happened to come across a YouTube video, and it was the Guru story. And I listened to it like three times. And by that third time, it really hit me. Like, there is an opportunity for me. And it starts with the 365 days. There's an opportunity for me. I have a potential. Like, I know I have this now. Now, this was a strong affirmation for me. So I started adjusting my thoughts. I started adjusting my character, the things that I was doing. Because, I mean, I had chewed tobacco for almost 18-something years. And was doing drugs and all these other things, you know, and I started seeing like no more of the person that I used to be, and started formulating into this person that I needed to be, and that I deserved to be, and that I needed my wife and my family, I needed to be for them, you know. So I'll never forget that moment. It really helped to really make me a better coach, because that year, 2011, we went on to win our very first state championship, which had never been done in 30-something years in our local area, and send two kids off on to college and help them get into college, you know. So, I mean, there was an excellent transition from the person I used to be to the person I wanted to be and the person I was going to work every single day to be. And it's worked ever since. You know, I've just been putting practices and different practices into my life and staying very genuine to them. Today I wear the brand Kazen. Why I wear that brand is because I'm continuously improving in my life every single day. And I found that philosophy back in 2012. I found the, you know, that philosophy of the Kaizen that the Japanese business, philanthropist put out and business owner put out. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to use that so much for my business, but for my life. That is me. Mm-hmm. I am that person.
Yep.
That is, you know, so I took that as my skill and my talent. And today I still represent it.
That's awesome. What a great story, man. I applaud you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So
what thank
do you, you. So what do you think the best part about it all was? I mean, I would think that, I mean, having a championship and you know, in the first time in like 30 years, I mean, that's pretty impressive, you know,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think was the best part about it all, man?
The best part of it all was seeing my children and my wife, like really getting to know them, really getting to see them blossom, you know, through all the accomplishments, you know, from sports, you know, and really impacting the lives even through sports, but more so my family, like a genuine father, a genuine leader within the home. And I've said this before, like, you can't teach me to be a leader if you can't even lead your own home, you know, and I need
right.
to lead my own home. I needed to be the great and admirable coach in my own home before I could be that on the field or I could be that in somebody's life. And so I worked diligently with it. I was convicted on a lot of things. So I knew I had to change my mindset as well as the desire of my heart. And so I focused every single day. I practiced. I took Eric Thomas's practice at waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I practiced that and I practiced that until I mastered it. And today it's what going on, 3.5 years I've been doing it. Well, today I wake up at 2:30, but you know, I practiced at 3 o'clock and got up at 3 o'clock for a long time, but now it's 2:30. I wanted to push my body a little bit further. And it's just continuous improvement. Like I said, it's that Kaizen.
Wow. So what time do you go to bed?
I go to bed about 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock every single day.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm doing the hours of my math, you know, in my head. I'm like, that's like 4, 6, that's like 7.
Yeah, that's about 4.5 hours to 5 hours of sleep daily.
Right.
Depending on if I get to bed at about 10 o'clock, I'll get about 4.5 hours of sleep.
Mm.
So, and my body's used to it. My body's used to it. I'm fluctuating. Once I get up in the morning, I've learned through research, and for listeners listening in, I was never a learner. So I didn't become an actual strong, faithful or fanatical learner until 2013, 2016 or 15. I read 15 books in a year, 2016, I read 55 books in 1 year, and this year I'm looking forward to pushing 60 books this year. Right now I'm barely 22, so I got a lot of catching up. But this year I really pushed on some bigger books like Andrew Carnegie and Mark Twain that are just filled with information, man. So it's a little different.
That's awesome, man. Hey, how about like 3 book recommendations?
All right, so 3 book recommendations out of my bookshelf. Number one book it's called the Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, and that's by Napoleon Hill and C. Clement Stone. It's a phenomenal book that was put together, 1938, right around that era, and it really, really focalizes on controlling your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, and really coming into life every single morning with a positive attitude. And, you know, I've described in the past, like, you know, it took me reading that book twice to fully wake up and say, hey, I'm waking up with the lungs of inspiration. I'm touching God's green earth with enthusiasm. I'm getting to the bathroom and washing down with determination, and I'm brushing my teeth with optimism, and I'm hitting that door ready to take on the world. Like, when I woke up with that attitude, that's where I grabbed that attitude from, is I learned that from that book. So that was a great and exceptional book. The number two book was The Manifestation of Motivation, and that was by Brandon Burkenham. Very good book. I've read that. This is my second time going through the book. Normally, I'm not a big person to read book twice. I did it with Think and Grow Rich when I first started. When I first started this path, but my third book would have to be Greatness Is Upon You, and that's by Dr. Eric Thomas. That book really was a self-help book, kind of similar to the positive thinking through Napoleon Hill, Keys to Positive Thinking. That's another book. I'm sorry, I had to give you guys four. I apologize. I gave you guys four.
Overachievers.
Let me back up. Let me express why. Because Success to Positive Mental Attitude is one of the books that Napoleon Hill wrote. But the other book is, you know, Keys to Positive Thinking went hand in hand. But that was a self-help book.
Yeah.
Keys to Positive Thinking is a self-help book that Napoleon Hill put out. And so Eric Thomas kind of mimicked that in a sort of a way, but he did he orchestrated a whole different style of doing it. His is a little thicker, a little bit broader, a little bit more detailed, but nonetheless, they're both self-help books, so you get really engaged, you get really involved in it. So I've took it upon my heart, my life, to create similar to those, but just booklets. So I have two booklets out on Amazon the other one will be out July 4th of this year. But I mean, hey, there's four books for you guys right there. Those are four exceptional books. I promise you, a lot of value.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah, I'm like a huge John Maxwell fan. I mean, I read anything
mm-hmm,
John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laws of Leadership, Laws of Growth,
mm-hmm.
How to Develop the Leader within you, How to develop the Leaders Around You, Failing Forward. I mean, there's so many John Maxwell books.
Oh,
that are just amazing. One book that I would say that people need to read is so I had Greg Reed on the show and I've gotten to know him a little bit. And so one of his books, 3 Feet from Gold, it's an amazing book. I suggest everybody read that book, 3 Feet from Gold. It's basically that mindset that says that you're always just 3 feet away. You know what I mean? Like you're always 3 feet away from a breakthrough. You're 3 feet away from achieving your goals. You're 3 feet away from greatness, you know? And so I really love the stories that are in there. It's a great, great book. And then another one. So for speakers, if you want to book up for speaking, this book has changed my whole everything on speaking. And it's a book by Michael Port. And Michael Port has a book called Steal the Show. And I read that book and I had never been in a play before. And so I read that book and I auditioned for a play because I really wanted to learn blocking and storytelling. And so I tried out for a play in the local area here in North Carolina, and I got cast as the lead male role in this play, and I played Brick on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And I'll tell you, I would tell everybody to like, when you read a book, take action immediately after it.
That's
like,
right
after
That's
the
right.
book, take action. Because all it is you read this book, and all it is you're knowledgeable. That's it. You've gained nothing but knowledge, but you haven't applied anything. And I think you'll agree, man. Once you start reading a book, dude, utilize what you learned in the book like immediately. Don't wait, because then you'll start forgetting stuff.
Yep, I absolutely agree with you. I've heard people say, "Oh, knowledge is power." No, I'm like, no. Unless it's applied, then it is powerful.
Right.
So
applied
when people
knowledge.
Say, "Hey, how did you read all those books? And what have you got?" I took slivers of every book, every author. I would be unjust to say I didn't take anything from any of those authors. I'd be a liar to say that. No, I've taken slivers of information. I couldn't take all of it, but I took slivers of information and started applying it to my life. So I'm doing a great deed onto those authors.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. John Maxwell's Laws of Leadership is 21 Laws of Leadership. That's what got me into the personal development game. I was like, man, what a great book. And then the book right after that I read was, I don't remember the author, but it's The Purpose-Driven Life. I can't remember the author, but it's the book called The Purpose-Driven Life, and he's a pastor. I think it's Warren.
Yes, Dr. Warren. Dr. Warren.
Yeah.
Warren something.
Yep,
yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Great book. Yeah, great book. The Purpose-Driven Life. There's a lot of action steps in there. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so yeah, we're done with the best part. So there's always got to be an opposite, right, to everything in life. There's always got to be an opposite. So what was the worst part about your journey or about your transformation?
Oh, man. So for me, the worst part in my transformation, I guess the would have to be like my commitment level when I first began. That was the worst part that I could recall. Like, just, you know, I'd fall back. And you know, one thing I learned from Dr. Eric Thomas and from Les Brown is that if you continue in the path and you fall short, then you got to start all over again. I was like, whoa. So, you know, having to restart and start, it was really a drawback for me. And thankfully, I've been able to really control that and not have to worry about that anymore. Now, if I start something, I complete it until I'm done.
It's awesome. Yeah, definitely. I think the worst part about mine is as I've transformed and you know, taken the road and decisions that I've taken, you know, it's the people that I leave behind who are not even on the level. You know, like you have these friends like, oh, I don't need that stuff. I'm like, dude, actually you do. You need this stuff, you know, and they're like, well, I don't care about it. And you're off doing these amazing things. And then they're still doing the same thing that they've been doing for the past 10 years. You know, and you care about them and you want to, I mean, they're your high school friends or, you know, early adult friends, you know, but they're still doing the same thing because they haven't broken the pattern. And I think that's one of the hardest things I've had to come up, you know, overcome is just, oh man, the people that I've met along the way who don't care about the development of themselves and they're just happy, you know, living life, you know, oh, I'll figure it out tomorrow. You know, life's long. I'll figure it out tomorrow. But it's not guaranteed, man. Life's not guaranteed to anybody. So
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore. And, you know, when I hear you speak of it, yeah, you know, one thing that I guess benefited me is I moved from California to here. So I didn't grow too many friends here. I left all my friends back in California when I graduated. So I didn't have too many strong foundational friends here locally. I had acquaintances, you know, there's a big difference there. The people that I worked with, you know, we didn't really grow a strong relationship. So therefore I didn't really count on, but, you know, when looking back on what you're saying is absolutely, you know, there's people that we definitely are leaving behind because they refused. Again, going back to what I said, I was killing myself by thought. And that's exactly what they're doing. I think that I'm okay. I think that I've arrived. I think that, you know, and that's the wrong mentality. That's the wrong idea. You know, that continuous improvement is in every aspect in your marriage, as well as your health and your business, your personal life, all these different areas. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, you know, there's some people that are going to be left behind, but that's not our fault. That's the choice that they make.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so speaking of people, outside of Eric Thomas and Les Brown, we've already mentioned them, outside of Eric Thomas and Les Brown, because we know they're your biggest influencers, who else has influenced you in your life? Who's been your biggest influencers?
Oh, man. So I'll share this with you guys. So I was in education for almost seven years. Somewhere around there. Nonetheless, I was let go. In Arizona, it's a right-to-work state. So nonetheless, they didn't give a reason. They broke the contract. I was contracted for the whole school year, and they broke the contract. And they brought me in the board, and they said, we had to let you go. Nonetheless, I said, okay, fine, let me go. Shook hands, departed. Took flight, came home, was on a webinar about business. And, you know, I immediately got in touch with, prior to them letting me go, I had gotten in touch with Grant Cardone. And most listeners that know who Grant Cardone is, great, great businessman, very strong individual when it comes down to business. Nonetheless, I reached out. I have a couple friends of his that I've really grown close to in the last years. So I reached out to him, and he said, yes, I'm gonna donate 30 minutes of my time to your school enterprise. And so this gentleman was going to definitely, you know, Grant was going to donate his time to our school to do a webinar about, you know, entrepreneurship. And so that was the impacting moment, because after I got let go, I let him know, like, hey, I'm no longer with the school. I just wanted to let you know that you're more than welcome to go through this individual. He says, no, I'm done. He says, my best wishes to you. He says, Frank, aim high and don't stop. And so that was a great time. Like, as soon as that was just 6 months ago. So
wow.
I was truly honored to hear that. And of course, you know, with that, with buying his books and learning information, how to sell and you know, how to present myself and how to sell myself every single day, he really helped me out. And to this day, I still owe him a lot of gratitude. And I do call him from time to time just to say thank you, because if it wasn't him, I would still not be the best husband I'm being today and the best business owner I'm being today.
That's awesome. Yeah, I watch a lot of Grant Cardone on Facebook Live, and I watch him and Eric Thomas and him and Gary Vee. And You know, he's just like that, mm-hmm. that rough and tough, like, no, not like him and Gary Vee are like the same person. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just whatever. I'm swearing. This is me. If you don't like it, see ya. Like,
exactly.
he talks about having FU money. Grant Cardone's like, I got FU money, bro. Like, you don't like me? FU, dude. I got FU money. It's like, wow, that's a good problem to have.
And you know what? Every business owner is going to have their own style of approach. And that's one thing I love from him. His approach is that way. He's not being you know, vicious with it. That's just him saying, you know what? I don't really need you. If you're looking to gain, then get with me. And that's exactly what I did. In fact, I went to the University of Grant Cardone and learned a lot of different things there. And when he did the water pitch, I joined the water pitch, you know, sell him a water in 1 minute. And I did that. And I learned today that, you know what, if you can't sell me on what you have in 1 to 5 minutes, you lost my interest. That's all there is to it. And I learned that from him. So, I mean, it's all about how your approach is and how you dress and how you speak and how you talk and how you smell. I mean, there's so many things I learned from him.
Oh, yeah. The dude is like super, super, super smart, man. Super, super smart. So on the opposite side, right, of the influencers are people who we surround ourselves with. And I call it your personal board of directors. Your personal board of directors elevates you in the different areas of your life, in wealth, in health, personal and professional development, spirituality, all that, right? So whenever I'm speaking at different conferences, you know, I always talk about building yourself a personal board of directors, because if every major CEO in the world has board meetings that they go to talk about sales and growth and numbers, why are we not having board meetings with our inner circle, right? It's like just building that mastermind, building that inner circle. Why are we not having board meetings? And so I got to ask you, who's your supporters, man? Who do you usually surround yourself with? Who's been supporting you?
So far, man, the biggest ones that support me, of course, my wife, you know, but among her, I would have to say Stacey A. Cross, Greg Walker, you know, of course, Eric Thomas.
I love Greg Walker. Yeah, dude, I love Greg. He's going to be on the show soon.
Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah, I talked to him quite
a
few times.
That's good.
That's cool, man. I'll let him know.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So Greg Walker, you know, Shane DeGary, I would have to say, you know, of course, Carl Phillips, who's part of Eric Thomas and Quest Green. A lot of people would breathe you, who have been a huge, huge, huge impact. Matt Barrier, you know, just different people on the podcast every Monday. You know, those have been my biggest supporters, definitely. Philip Woods with Get That Tea, he's been a strong supporter.
That's awesome. Love it. I love it. Man, because, like, it really takes a village, you know what I mean? Like, it really takes a village. You know, I notice Olympic athletes and professional athletes and everybody, I mean, they have coaches and teams and an agent and this guy and this guy. And, I mean, there's this – you know, strength coach, endurance coach, and there's so many. Look at UFC, you know, all the fighters have 6, 7, 8 coaches that surround them and other fighters that surround them, and we really, really can't do this on his own, you know, on our own. You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. So, if you had to go back, is there anything you would change or do different?
Absolutely not. I believe in this motto, and I stay to it to this day, and that's you're built by your struggles. And so, you know, all the struggles of growing up, you know, being sexually abused, being, you know, thrown into foster care, all these different things that had happened to me, they were part of the process, you know. So I fully understand that today, you know. And, you know, I knew that last year, and I knew that the year before, and the year before that is, you know, I had to be built by these struggles. I didn't just... You know, we just don't arrive. You know, you don't just go from zero to hero overnight. You know, it takes the process. And so we have to get cuts, bruises, and scrapes, you know, in life. That's what makes us stronger.
Dude, I love it. You have, like, the best answers, man. I love it.
I appreciate that, man.
So tell us where you're headed now, man. You said you got a book coming out in July or an e-book or something, right?
Yep. I'm going to do an ebook. And this is, The Potential Purpose. And so it's for a lot of people it's a self-help booklet And it's basically, you know, how to find your purpose, you know, how to start, you know, self-talk, how to start looking at yourself and really self-analyzing areas in your life to start seeing, start vocalizing where your purpose begins, where it's at, because we're all born with a purpose. And, you know, in the book, you know, I don't want to give it all away, but there's some powerful tools to help enlighten you and empower you to really, you know, hone in on your purpose and, you know, and really put your potential purpose out there and watch the attractions begin, because that's exactly what's happened to me. You know, being able to talk to different people around the world has been very exceptional, including yourself. But just the other day, I was on the phone with Jimmy John from Jimmy John Restaurant. I was on the phone with his partner. I mean, he's a multimillionaire and just had a few times. So got that. You know, what I have really going on is, of course, my business with Kayani. Got my business with Coaching Beyond. We have our partnership with Get That Tea with our Cousin shirts, and, you know, finish this book. And this will be the last book for a little bit. All the proceeds from my books all go to Wounded Warriors and Big Brother, Big Sister. So these are for, this is my way of giving back, the philanthropist part of me.
That's awesome. I love it, man. I love it. You got some amazing things going on, man. You sound like you're pretty busy, kind of like everybody else I talk to, man. They're always like, go, 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 go. Like,
yeah.
It seems to be a theme, yeah, man. Like, I'm always busy. I'm if I'm not, like, literally, if I'm not doing, like, let's say today, like a radio show, right? I'm either Googling, like, events to speak at, or I'm talking with people that I'm coaching, or I'm talking with an event organizer from somewhere to talk to somebody about something. Like, I'm talking about books, or I'm talking to somebody about, you know, whatever. I'm checking this email because I had this email sent to me questioning me about, you know, doing a book signing or doing this or doing, like, there's always something every day that I'm doing,
yeah,
that's propelling,
yeah,
me to my purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and everybody that I talked to on the show, you know, I was like, so what do you got going on? Like, oh, I got this and I got this and I got this. And I was like, man, everybody's like so busy. And they're like, well, yeah, like it's so common, you know, but
yeah,
it's so true,
yeah,
man. Like, if you're not surrounding yourself with amazing people that are elevating you, and if you're not doing something, taking one step every day towards your purpose to fully step into it, then, man, you're dying, man. You're just wasting your life away.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, you like I said earlier, everybody has a purpose, and everybody has the potential to do great and magnificent things in life. You know, until you really truly grab hold of that, we're going. You know, it's like Helen Keller said. You know, so many people in life have vision but no sight. You know, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely so glad that I have a full vision and I have sight toward that vision. I know exactly what I want and I know exactly what it takes to get there. And so I'm working every single day diligently and convicted at doing it. And a lot of it stems from, you know, having really a strong why I'm doing what I do. It's my motive. It's my motivation. You know, aside from teaching there at the college, you know, it's just an array of different things really motivate me every single day. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do.
Boom. That's awesome. So what was the best resource that you found during your journey with no one's help? Nobody recommended it to you. Nobody, you know, told you, oh, you should do this or whatever. It's whatever you used. What was the best resource that you found during your journey?
So the best resource I found was the public library. As I said earlier, I was never a learner. You know, I didn't start learning until 2015 is what it really was, that I started really pointing myself in the right direction. Now, I went to college, and, you know, I learned some of the basic information about why my mother had the health complications that she did. But nonetheless, like, I really needed to push myself even further. I was never a strong reader, you know, and so I had to learn these skills all over. You know, I mean, in high school, I was basically considered, you know, the one most likely to fail in life, you know, and I thankfully have a teacher that's in Hollywood today, but I had a teacher tell me you can be anything you want to be in life. And I'm so grateful for Mr. LeJean Stewart for really saying that to me, because it today has pushed me to go back to school, and I call it the School of Hard Knock Lives, which is the institute, the free institute that we have available, which is a library that is filled with endless information. So that was my number one resource, like finding the library, getting a library card, and really paying so much attention to the details and following, you know, following the crumbs to the legends. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great authors today, and I don't take nothing from them at all, but I wanted to dig so deep and find where a lot of people were getting their information, and that's what I started doing, as I started spending hours and months on finding and researching and just honing in on a lot of information that I got from the legends.
Awesome. Yeah, I think everybody should do that. Absolutely. Like when you just find out what successful people are doing, read it, and then, you know, like the old age one is, you know, how to win friends and influence people. I mean, everybody reads that. Mm-hmm. It's like required reading if you want to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they
yep.
now have the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age. And it talks about websites and Facebook and Snapchat
yeah.
and Instagram, you know,
yeah.
a Snapagram and InstaChat or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm going to sum it up. I can sum it up real quick, man. And it's real crucial. Pay close attention. Be authentic. Be genuine and authentic in character.
Yep.
I promise you.
Yep.
And everything that you do, you will grow relational wealth. And that's a key in building any business and building any relationship with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm preparing speeches, I always throw in at some place, you know, you have to be authentic, genuine, and transparent in order for you to influence people and you know, to be a great leader and to be a moment maker and whatever it is, you know, definitely, you definitely have to be genuine, authentic, and transparent. Absolutely. That's like major, huge. Frank just dropped a major, major bomb. Definitely, definitely. And so we're talking about resources and things that we use. And if you have a question for myself or Frank, if you have a question at all, you can call in 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And you can ask a question to myself or Frank or both and try to help you as much as we can. So what was one of the resources we already talked about books earlier, and you could hit it again if you really wanted to, but what do you think was, or I guess a better question would be, who is the person that gave you one of the best resources that you used during your journey? Who gave it to you and what was it?
Yeah. So, you know, after I sought out my mentor, you know, and really looked at Dr. Eric Thomas and seen some correlations when I read the first, I picked up the second book, which is, you know, Greatness is Upon You. And I read that book all the way through and I started filling in all the information. But I noticed that in the first book, he pointed to another book called Think and Grow Rich. And so then, then when I opened up that book, and my 9-year-old has finished that book, and it's just impacted with so much information, so much genuine information, that I started finding out other tools through that. And so basically, like you said earlier, I hit the surface of the three where the diamonds were. I hit the surface and I said, you know mm-hmm. what, there's more down there. And so I started digging more and more and more. I started finding out more and more diamonds. And even Russell Caldwell, the Acres of Diamonds, was revealed through a lot of those books that I had found. So I mean, that's what I say. Like, there's so much content, so much material out there. And to go back to the greats is really where I took it when I first opened that first book. So it took it took that thought process to get to buying the book, and never, like I said, never was a reader. But buying the book, and just took me so long to get through the book. But once I got through, I found so much information and I started applying it to my life, and I found more information and started honing in and grabbing that stuff too. Man, I would say, like, when I first started the journey, I spent probably about, if I had to put a number on it, I would say anywhere between $300 to $500 in the first maybe 2 or 3 weeks, somewhere around there, just
that's
on
awesome.
Books.
Oh, that's awesome. There's so many, like,
well,
There's so many books. I mean, if you really laid out all the books that are amazing, I mean, you just, oh man, there's so many books. Like Steve Harvey's got a book, Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, right?
Yes.
You know, man, there's another book. Christopher Lockhead's got a book called Play Bigger. Not a lot of people think about it. It's all about category design. You know, it talks about how Uber ousted the transportation industry, and how Netflix ousted the family video and Blockbuster. And it's like, it talks about all the disruptors and all the category changes that come. You know, he talks about how Elvis, yeah, he was a king of rock and roll, but like the Beatles were the king of rock and roll. You know what I mean? They were the category kings.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
started. And so it always talks about, you know, how you need to design a category within a category within a category. And it's kind of like the other book, Blue Ocean, Red Ocean. That's a great book. Blue Ocean, Red Ocean.
Yeah.
Talks about people who are living in a blue ocean. You know, they've got the marketing department, or they've got the transportation industry, or they've got whatever. You know, it was finance. I teach finance. Blue Ocean. And everybody's like, well, I can teach finance too. All of a sudden, there's so many people in your space, it's now a red ocean, and you need to go out and make your blue ocean. So it's like, okay, I'm going to go from finance to investing. It's still finance, but it's a subcategory, and it's investing. And then all of a sudden, you got all them people that say, okay, I'm going to invest in real estate. And you keep on getting as small and small and small and small and small as you can until you niche yourself. And that's what speakers are having trouble with sometimes, is they don't know where. Well, I'm a leadership speaker. Well, you're screwed because Simon Sinek and John Maxwell, the leadership speakers of the world, and you're never going to oust them. You know?
Yeah.
So definitely design your category. Man, there's so many books. I got a speaker friend named John Broman, and John Broman always talks about, if your why has heart, your how will get legs. You know?
Fact.
And he always talks about,
yes.
If you read one book a week, 52 books a year, what kind of a person would you be? Could you do 60 a year? Could you do 60 books? You know, I mean, just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I know so, I could probably name 50 books that are amazing. You know?
Yeah.
You can name 50 books that are amazing. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The 4-Hour Work Week. You know, Dave Ramsey's book.
One of my favorite
books. Those.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually went last year. I took my wife last year to go see Robert Kiyosaki in Vegas. We had an excellent time. Learned a lot about the real estate, you know, really learned a lot about financial education and how strong it really is in our life. And to this day, you know, I'm so blessed to say that me and my wife sit down, we do everything together. You know, she does the writing, I do all the billing and everything else. But nonetheless, just that camaraderie with each other has grown because of Robert Kiyosaki. You know, it really brought a lot home for us. So that was a great moment, man. Definitely.
That's awesome. Dude, thank you for sharing, man. That's awesome. So here's the time of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, products, movies, a restaurant, whatever. This is your time to shine. I mean, you've been shining this whole time, but this is your moment to just let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? This is your shameless plug. You can plug whatever you want. Go.
Well, I have to say that if you want to get in touch with me, always reach out through Facebook, so any of the social media platforms out there. Tune into my YouTube channel. Definitely hook up and link up there. Definitely, I'd like to give a lot of credit out to our Kayani Team Fusion and also Coaching Beyond and my wife and everything that she's doing. Many blessings to you, everybody with BU, everybody that's continued to support Coach Sagasta and everything that he does. I appreciate you guys so much. Many blessings. Thank you.
Boom. Love it, bro. Love it. So as we wrap up the show, can you deliver an amazing nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone?
Yeah, you got it, man. You got it, definitely. There's no way on God's green earth are you going to the grave at this given time. You have all the potential, all the power, all the authority to do great and phenomenal things in life. And until you start to develop that, until you start changing your mindset, that's only and only when you do that will you start honing in on the great and phenomenal things that you want. You have the purpose. You have the potential to be who you want to be. Remember, you have to change
you have to be the change you want to see in life. That's all that I have to say. And don't ever let anybody's opinion become your reality or determine your destiny in life.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Don't let anybody else's thinking.
Opinion. That's right.
Opinion. Yep. Because I
yep, don't
because
let
it's so true,
opinion.
Man. We live in everybody else's reality.
Yep. Yeah, man. So many times I've learned that, I've repeated that in my head and said, I will never let anybody's opinion determine my reality nor my destiny in life. I refuse.
Yep.
I refuse that. Coach Sagasta will be a motivational speaker, transformational speaker, however deems you want to say, whatever category you want to put me on, it doesn't matter. I'm going to dominate. Why? Because I have the heart of a champion. Why? Because I have a strong why that is backed by my faith. So I'm going to continue to do what I was born to do.
Mm. Love it. We're like the same, man. I got goosebumps right now. Like, dude, I am so relentless in the pursuit of what sets my soul on fire. Like, ooh. Yes. Like, my wife and I argue about this all the time. She goes, again? I'm like, what? I did like 3 podcasts in like one day. I was a guest on 3 different podcasts like one day. I was like, I just scheduled them back to back to back to back. I'm like, I'm dominating. Like, this is what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I crush it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you can crush it a little less, okay? So I was like, no. I am relentless in the pursuit of what sets my soul on fire. Like, I am just, you know, but I got to remember, like, there's got to be family time and there's got to be, you know. So
yeah,
my wife and I. We just spent 4 days. We just got back Monday night, like midnight. We just got back. We were gone from Friday to Monday in Philly. I'm part of an organization called One Life Fully Lived. And we put on a conference Saturday and Sunday. It's our annual East Coast conference. And Jeff Hoffman, founder of Priceline.com, he was there. Got to hang out with him. Cross that off the bucket list. Hung out with a billionaire. Check. Got that out of the way.
Cool,
you know? But this is what I love, man. And so I told her, I was like, see why this hard work pays off? See why? Get to hang out with Jeff Hoffman. You know?
I definitely validate and backed you up by saying that, because nowhere on God's green earth did I ever think that I was going to get the opportunity to speak with, you know, Jimmy John's right-hand man.
There you go.
And him just drop diamonds on how to build a business, how to be successful in life. I mean, for 45 minutes on the road, I'm talking to this man, and then I lose connection, and he calls me back. Usually you'd call them back. He calls me back.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, wow. Wow, you know what I mean? What a blessing that truly was. And I looked at my wife, and she looked at me, and I was just like trying to drive straight because I was just so dumped with nuggets on my head that I couldn't even drive straight, man. I was informationally drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're just like, oh my God, I so know how I'm going to apply this. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to stop.
Oh, yeah.
And
because
you're already thinking.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just. Man, like my drive is like top tier. You know what I mean? Like, I am so driven to, like, I want to be a TED speaker in 3 years. Like, I want to make this happen, because it's not an option for me. You know what I mean? It's not an option for me to do. Well, you know, like Jeff Hoffman told the story, man. You're gonna love this. So Jeff Hoffman was like, yeah, I was hanging out at Evander Holyfield's house, and I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, I'm just hanging out at the house, you know? And so he's training for this fight, right? Like, Evander Holyfield's training for this fight. With Mike Tyson, and he's like, yeah, we were training at the house. There's a bunch of us around, and he's having me count. And so he's upside down, and he's doing like these sit-ups, but he's like hanging from a bar. And so we're at like 200 something. And he's like, okay, 201, 2, you know, whatever. And he goes, 300. Cause that's the number he was going to. He's like, whoa,
wait.
Was it Jeff? Was it 299 or was it 300? And Jeff's like, 300. It felt like 299. I'm just saying. It felt like 299, 298. But he's like, are you sure it was 300? He's like, dude, like, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're 300. So he gets down and stares. And Jeff's like, I think he's going to kill me right now. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get murdered in Evander's house. Okay. And Evander tells him, he says, it does matter. 299 or 300. Yeah. It does matter. Because 299, I lose the heavyweight championship. 300, I win the heavyweight championship. And I was
like
what?
Bro. Genuine.
Like, I was like,
yes.
Dude, so Jeff said that for the rest of his life, he has a plaque. He has a wall. He has a sign in his office, in his house. He has a couple of them that he's made. And there's a circle with a crossed out thing. It says no 299s. That means you don't half-ass nothing. You know what I mean? No 299s. That's what I took away from Jeff's speech this weekend. And I talked to him afterwards. I was like, really? I was like, he did 300 of those. He's like, 300. Like, all the time. 300. And Eric Thomas talks about the same thing. He's like, you can't just kind of want it. You can't just kind of want it. Like, you got to want it. You know? And so I got to think about that. I was like, dude, how many times in life have we done that? How many times in life was it, you know what? This is good. You know, screw it. This is good enough. It's fine. It's fine. It's good enough. You know? And good enough didn't cut it.
How many times do we walk through? How many times do we cross people's paths, or we come in contact with people, or people we might know, even in our family, that have that mentality? Like, you know, the average, like, you know, Grant Cardone, don't put it out there. Like, if you want to be average, then you know what? You just mediocre. You just get out of my way. You know, get out of my way, because there's people on the way and there's people in the way. I refuse to be in the way. I'm on the way. I got a path. Get out of my way. You know, so,
Love
it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eric Thomas always ends all of his stuff. He's just like, you don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You know what I mean? You just are phenomenal because you've given it all. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Love it. And so, yeah, I'm relentless. Like, I'm always like, I'm going to be on a podcast, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. I'm always looking for opportunities. And I'm like, always one step closer, one step closer. There's nothing idle. Like, want to go watch a movie? Go watch a movie. Watch a movie and go get me paid. Watching a movie, you know. So I do, though. I take an hour or two to sit down and watch a movie with the kids and relax. But, dude, I'm on it. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not stopping. I'm not going to stop grinding, hustling, nothing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fired up. I'm fired up now.
Love it, man. That's good. That's it. That's the only way you're going to conquer anything is if you stay fired up. Like, some people, they don't know how to turn it. They have no idea how to turn that potential on and that magnitude of energy. They don't know how to turn it on. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like there's people that are average because they don't know how to turn it on. You get up in the morning and you're just like, it's Monday. It's hump day. Hey, it's Friday. You know, they're singing the same song every single Friday.
Right.
But when you
transform
that to life, boy, you see a whole brighter side. Like, you hustle from the time you get up, you hustle to the time you go to bed. Like, when you rest, you get to rest satisfied. You know, and I always say every day, if I rest every single day being self-satisfied, then yes, I've climatized at being successful every single day.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Dude, I love it, dude. I'm so fired up right now. I'm glad we got to do this, man. I love it. I'm glad we got to do this.
I appreciate it, Sean. I appreciate you having me on, man. I really do. I thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any last words for the listeners as we close?
As we close, I'd like to say thank you to Sean for this moment, and I'd like to say thank you so much to all those that continue to support the show, all the affiliates. Definitely, I appreciate you guys, everybody that's a paid program supporter to the program. I thank you so much. And Sean, again, man, many blessings. I appreciate you, man. Let's stay connected.
Dude, absolutely, dude. I was just saying the same thing. Let's stay connected, man. This ain't the end. I feel like, you know what I mean? We can elevate each other, man. And I love another Eric Thomas supporter and guy, because I use that a lot of stuff in the military. Man, I talk to military folks, man. I use a lot of his videos and different things, and love Eric Thomas, man.
That's good, man. Definitely. Well, hey, holla at me, man. You take care. Safe travels,
man.
When you do travel, my friend. And like I said, let's stay connected.
Absolutely, absolutely. This has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio, where we have impactful guests making huge impacts on the world. And as we close, I want you to remember, live your brand, which simply means find opportunities every day to live out your values that you hold deep in your heart. Find opportunities every day to make an impact in one way or another by living out those values, showing up and showing out. It's not enough just to show up. That's 80% of it. 20% of it is showing out. So live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out your values. I call that living your brand. And stay tuned when we come at you again for another impactful episode of Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.